Blog Talk Radio.
Inked it all.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Thereof is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All that are gathered
here tonight on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Bless you all, both foe and friend, brother and sister, wherever you're and whatever you may be. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Wonderful day again, a lot accomplished. For the people of Yah, every day is a good day. Every war is a good war. Every fight is a good fight. As we fight the fight of faith, we know that all things work together for the good to them that are the called, them that are called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. 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 Well, bless you all, saints, this evening. Teacher Shane here with you tonight. It's already nighttime here. It started raining. I stepped out for a little bit. But all's well. Mild temperatures. Not bad at all. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. I know, once and again, the Spirit of Truth has ministered to your minds and to your hearts. Yesterday on Shabbat message, as our dear Elder Mitchell brought a very good message on endurance. Something in this time, in this hour, a lot of people that are claiming to be the children of Yah, Israel, whatever they may be, the called, a lot are lacking this very substance, this enduring substance. I see a lot of them that lack. They are doing things under their own power and not doing it by the power of the Most High Yah. Many are being led astray thinking, you know, the Most High Yah has me to do this very thing, you know. And as a family, as a tribe, as a whole, as a witness between us all, we can hear these words. Look at the fruit. Look at the deeds. And then come your unanimous decision that this is not Yah speaking to you. I pray through this dead season, saints of the Most High Yah, we keep our head in the Word and start pulling it out of our asses. Because a lot of people, you know, are hiding their head in their own ass. And they're showing it, you know, and it stinks. And it's a foul stench. This has been one unique dead season. And it's not fully into the depth of it yet. And I'm like, wow. But must needs be that this must take place. Hallelujah. 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 Well, saints of the Most High Yah, little rant there. Probably be more rants coming. One thing I'm grateful for is having that passion in me, and it's not my passion. It's passion that I've gleaned from the Word of Yah, from the greater one living within me, the one that's showing me real life. I can derive this passion from real life. Because I know this passion, even here now, is not compared to be the passion that's going to be revealed in each and every one of us as we keep steadfast and steadfast in our face like a flint, our eyes on the prize. We've got to get home. We know more day by day this is not our home. We know this of a truth this is not our home. And we are sick and tired of it. As needs be, the Most High Yah keeps us here, molds us here, allows us to go through the blessed sufferings that He may mold us, that He may perfect us. And that's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing in this time and this hour to be in the hand of Yah. And I say to you, child of Yah, keep yourselves in the love of Yah, in the hand of Yah, in His protection. Because His hands, they are miraculous, they are enormous, they are mighty, and they will protect, they will guide, they will lead, they will clothe you, they will house you, it will satisfy your soul to the and spirit to the uttermost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to keep always an attitude of gratitude no matter what's going on. No matter what's going on around us, thank Yah for everything. as we are his purchased possession. And it's good to be purchased, no longer sold unto sin. A child of the King, a child of light, a child of the day, no longer walking in the night, no longer chasing after shadows and desires and lusts and affections of the flesh. That's no longer for the children of Yah. No, we chase after Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We chase after his love. We chase after his meekness. We chase after his gentleness. Oh, hallelujah. 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 And that's by his own power. If we would just allow him to work through us. So easy to let envy and jealousy and have all these fellowships with the temporary spirits, the spirits that are destined to hell. In like manner, I mean, they turn the tables, turn the motivations. Turn your hearts to Yah. Especially as the spirit of Elijah goes out in this time, in this hour, turning the hearts of the children back to the Father. Don't you hear the word? Don't you hear the trumpet sounding? Hallelujah. 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 My heart's indicted in a good matter always. And your heart should be indicted in a good matter always. So whatever trial, tribulation, suffering you're going through, the first and foremost, what is Yah trying to teach me? What is Yah trying to strengthen me in? What is Yah trying to bring me through? Is he pushing me to the point to where I would just abandon all and totally lean on him? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. When the word says, without him, we can do nothing. And it is of a truth. Without him, the children of Yah can do nothing. Hallelujah. 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 Well, saints of the Most High Yah, here we are again. Been in a study of Hebrews for quite a few years now. We've embarked upon chapter 12, and hopefully tonight in Hebrews chapter 12, we might close it out. I'm not sure, but hopefully we will. And we just go as the Spirit leads. I always enjoy the journey of the Word. I always enjoy the fellowship of the Word. And whatever He has to offer, it is a good relationship we have with Yeshua. Not too many people have relationships with Yeshua. Not too many people can really hear his word. Not too many people can fellowship with the Spirit of truth. It's only a few of us. Only a few of us. We started off Hebrews chapter 12. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses as we are, when we read through all the annals of the history of our people, and we see how they overcome, we see how they fail, we see how they triumphed. And we're compassed about with this very thing, this very encouragement, this very enlightenment. So we know and we seeing and we fellowshipping with so great a cloud of witnesses, and knowing in due time, if we keep this good fight of faith, we will be added to that great cloud of witnesses. Notice that word witness, witness, witness. The only ones that really witness are the ones that actually are immersed or experienced in the very things. A lot of false people out here saying that they are witnesses and they have not experienced one damn thing in you know what I'm saying, saints of the Most High Yah. A great cloud of witnesses. I'm glad to have so many true witnesses that I can go to. David, Abraham, Isaiah, own and own Noah. So great a cloud. They witnessed. They went through. They witnessed. They were immersed in many situations. And they triumphed because of the power of Yah, the Spirit of Yah. And we will triumph in the very same manner if we just learn from their footsteps as they laid the path, laid the road to the highway of holiness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So we have this great cloud of witnesses, and then it says that then we have the power to let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And it says, let us run. But we run with patience. We run with a pace. You don't start out when the gun fires and running at our top speed. No, we pace ourselves because we're running with patience the race. The race, not about a race, something that has been perpetuated in the past few hundred years, something has been elevated, a created issue. Now, the people read into this and talk about race. I was reading just a little bit before Blog Talk went on the air. Another post, you know, when Pastor put up that decree, they say, hey, come, you know, if you got a beef against me, hey, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it in the open. And they got one. Ignorant, and I'm going to say ignorant, carnal person talking about the white man is Esau. I don't know about this race issue. Always looking on the outward and judging by the... How carnal can you go with this? When the word of Yah tells the children of Yah, we don't know each other after this manner. We know each other after the Spirit. And this is such a lacking thing in Israel of us trying to learn one another after the Spirit. We know in our flesh dwelling no good thing. So why? Why should a guy give a testimony of what I see outwardly? I would rather rejoice in my brother's patience and my brothers and sisters' long-suffering, and my brothers and sisters' gentleness and meekness and whatever, all the fruits and whatever the Most High God can work through them. Let us rejoice in that. I'm not going to look on the outward appearance and say you're going to hell because you got one pimple on your nose. I mean, what kind of dang carnal mess is that? That you got a blemish. Oh, he's white man, he's all, yeah. Go to hell with your carnal mess. You see and walk as men. You're not a child of the light. You cannot see. Your eyes is blinded in darkness. You can't even see the Spirit of Yah working in a man. Spirit of Yah working in a sister. And also caught up in these outward appearances. No, we run a different race. We're not worried about race. This is a race for us to get home, to keep the faith, to fight the good fight of faith. Because everything in this world is against the people of Yah. The mighty one of this world is against the people of Yah. We've got to run. We've got to keep a pace. Running toward our Savior, running toward our Messiah. As he's at the end of the finish line, waiting to embrace his children. But these people, with this Esau doctrine, I will say that you, yourselves, you're speaking yourself in that manner from the spirit of Esau. And later on in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16, lest there be any fornicator or profane unclean. You're profane with your Esau doctrine. You're fornicating with the flesh. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat, so you're going to sell your birthright because you have a problem with someone that has a lighter complexion. And you've done sold your birthright with these words of dissension, these words of hatred. I don't care if you're shaking. Be shaken. Because something in this time and this hour has got to provoke Israel to jealousy. So what if it be a man that is as you say, white color, and he can cast out devils, he can heal the sick, he can raise the dead, he can preach the word, he can have passion more than you. And when all you operate in is hate and disgust and bitterness. Let there be a shaking. That's the one thing I've seen in this beginning of this death season, a shaking going on. But let it be. Let it be. So be it of a truth. Yeah, I don't know if I can listen to that white boy talking into that microphone. Can't you hear the spirit that I am speaking from as a messenger this evening, trying to minister in the power of Yah, in the mercy of Yah, in the grace of Yah, but you can't see it? You have not seen this middle wall partition torn down, but you keep it up within yourselves, and you yourself will not. Your eyes will not see the kingdom of Yah because of your very dissension. That will be hard and heavy on this. I just sling these names around like it's nothing. Like it's some revelation or like it's some profound truth. You're of your father, the devil. Oh, go ahead, take up your stones. Go ahead. Fornicator. Profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know that afterward he would have inherited the blessing. He was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. And when the last time that we got together, we talked about that heavenly place, Mount Zion, where our minds and our hearts should be. Ye are, verse 22, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living Elohim, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. And it says, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to Yah, the judge of all, and the spirits of just men made perfect. And earlier it says, we are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure that which was commanded. Let's go visit that one account back in Mount Sinai. Because this was when the people, the children, were carried out into the wilderness to receive the lively oracles, the law of Yah. verse 10, and it says, and Yahweh said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day. It says, for the third day, Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves that you go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. It says that Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. Don't come, go in unto your wives at all. You're being sanctified. You're being set apart. You're being cleansed. You're being readied to hear the voice of Yahweh. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp, they trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with Yah. And it said that they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was all together on a smoke, because Yahweh descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake. And Yah answered him by a voice. And Yahweh came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount. And Yahweh called Moses up to the top of the mount. Moses went up. And Yahweh said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto Yahweh to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to Yahweh sanctify themselves, lest Yahweh break forth upon them. And Moses said unto Yahweh, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And Yahweh said unto him, thou way, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto Yahweh, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. And Yah spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh, the Elohim. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. For we, back in Hebrews, are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor into blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they heard, that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore, for they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much of the beast touched the mountain, it should be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Now we are coming to Mount Zion, the renewed covenant. Saints of the Most High, I have the law written in their hearts and in their minds. Yes, we do fear. We have a reverence for the Most High, Yah. We, the people of Yah, we, the children of Yah in this hour, delight always to hear the voice of Yahweh. That's why you are come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living Elohim. How we know he's living? Because he's living inside us. We are of a true witness that the Holy One of Israel lives in each and every one of us. The heaven to Jerusalem and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn of Yah, the judge of all, the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Yeshua, Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, or I'll say renewed covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. And we recall back in that time when Yahweh called unto and said unto Cain, "Where is Abel thy brother?" And he said, "I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" And he said, "What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground." So we know the blood of Yeshua speaks greater, speaks louder, speaks mightier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we have the blood shed abroad in our hearts and in our minds. We understand the sacrifice. The beauty of Mount Zion, the city of the great King. Great is our Yah, greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it says, because Jesus is the mediator, and we are the temple of Yah, and we have the covenant within us. It's no longer on two tables of stone, but it's written in our hearts and in our minds, which is, you know, the root of the whole covenant. Yeshua himself, departing himself in each and every one of us by the blood. Verse 25, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not, who refused him that spake on earth? Much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven? Whose voice then shook the earth. But now, he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but the heaven. You know, the Son of Man is going to send forth his angels. They got a mission. They are going to gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity. We even see in this time, in this dead season, how the Most High Yah is sending forth his messengers. And I looked up that word. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Thayer's definition for this angel, called Agalos, a messenger, an envoy, one who is sent, an angel, a messenger from Yah. And Strong's goes about and saying, it's derived from Greek word 71 compared to Greek 34. It means to bid tidings. Again, a messenger, especially an angel. By implication, a pastor. Angel. Messenger. So we can see, you know, that the Most High Yah will use what he wants to use. He will speak through whom he will speak. He will speak through apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in this time and this hour. Whoever it may be, the one that is speaking on behalf and in the spirit of the Most High Yah. So you don't see that you do not refuse him that speaketh. Verse 27, in this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken. We see, especially, I've seen through lots of dead seasons, the things that come in power to shake a lot of people's. Most of the time, it's a command. You will do this. It's the word being preached. Something required, a sacrifice that many are not willing to give. Shaken. 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 Isaiah 2:19 says, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth. Why? Because of the fear of Yahweh and for the glory of his majesty. When he ariseth to shake terribly the earth, to go into the clefts of the rocks and to the tops of the ragged rocks, for the fear of Yahweh and for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. Again, in Job, it is iterated that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. Shaken, shaken, shaken. There's a lot of people that's going through a shaking time. And this is needful, saint of the Most High Yah, child of the Most High Yah. When you are tested, I pray that you come out as like gold tried in the fire. Welcome the shaking. A lot of people don't welcome the shaking. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. It's amazing when we read back in Exodus when he spoke the commandments, the trumpets loud, heralding, that the earth shook at these very giving of these commandments. These oral was given oral. And the people then could not even bear it. And the witness of Moshe Moses, that he feared exceedingly. I pray, now that we have come upon Mount Zion, that we have the fear of Yah within us to keep us safe, to keep us in check, to keep us in His graces, to keep us in His protection. Too many of us are fearing the wrong things. Fear not Him that can destroy the body. The one to fear is the one that can take the body, the soul, and the spirit and throw the whole thing into hell. But this fear that we have been taught so wrong by, if all our lifetimes subject to the bondage of fear, that we don't understand holy fear, we don't understand righteous fear, we don't understand pure fear. Fear to the children of Yah is a plus, is an advantage, it's a guiding point, it's a safe haven. If it wasn't for the fear of Yah all these years, I don't know what else would have kept me. Getting close to the edge, that the fear of Yah would even speak to me and tell me, hey, you're getting close. Sin lies at the door, just as Cain. And the voice of Yah is speaking unto you. When your affliction comes, He's trying to keep you out of the hand of the fowler. How can to keep you from going outside the body of Christ? You got to understand that you're in this body. And you got to remain in it. The general assembly and church of the firstborn. Who was the firstborn? What is our testimony as He testified? Many of us should have that testimony. We in Him and He in us. This is the one that we speak of. It's more than just numerology. This is a relationship. This is a cohesiveness. This is a tribal mind thinking as one. Not counting digits on our fingers. It's only one spirit, one faith, one baptism. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken. What things in you are shaken by the word of Yah? Do you tremble at His word when sometimes this light comes upon your conscience, which is supposed to do, and it reveals the iniquity, the corruption, the evil, the wickedness, and the transgression? Are we going to hear that word? And knowing that this is coming to us as a liberator, as a deliverer, trying to keep you in the love of Yah, His love is past under our understanding. But if we will remain in His love, then we have fellowship with His love. Then we are true witnesses of His love. Because what we receive from Him, we give to one another. This is the fellowship. We suffer one another, not after the flesh. We suffer each other after the Spirit. None of us glory. And even the children of Yah should not glory in any aspect of our flesh. But let our glory and our boasting be in Him. Not in our intellect, not in our knowledge. Because we're growing in grace and understanding in the knowledge of Him. not the knowledge of ourselves. Too many people out here are learning of themselves way too much. You should be dead so that your life can be hid with Christ in Yah. If it's hid, then what's going to touch you? If Yah be for us, who can be against us? Who? Who? We've been given a lie. All of our lives we thought life was this way. And we've been succumbed and immersed in such a false life, a fake life, a lie. That this real life, this true life, this eternal life is such a strange thing to us. But we look on our own depravity. We won't look on the one that's on the tree. And we won't liken ourselves to be up there on the tree with him. Oh, no, I'm too good to suffer. Are we to be not in bondage to any man? We be not captive to any man. But you're going to be out there on the street going, Esau, 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 doing the bid of your captors. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do the bidding of the white man. You black Hebrew Israelites that are out there that have problems with skin tone. You're not coming to Mount Zion. You live in the shadows. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing. You will be removed if you do not have the love of Yah in you. And Christ said, I don't want you to know no man after the flesh. Yet we have known him after the flesh. We should not know him no more. This thing is going to be done through the Spirit. Do you understand what was nailed to that tree? No, you don't. No, you don't. Because you have never been nailed to that tree. You have never been in any suffering, any trial, any tribulation. But you're going to be a judge of those who have been through the fire. Go ahead. Go ahead. Touch the borders of Sinai. The people of Yah will remain in Mount Zion on the south of the north, the city of our great king. And there's this Hasatan. It's the mighty one of this world that wants to be in the very same place. Understand your warfare, child of Yah. This is the word, yet once more, signify the removing of those things that are shaken. As of things that are made. That those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Where it says immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. It's all natural. And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Back in Luke 21:26, it says, men's hearts are failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. There's consolation. If Christ be in you, if his word be in you, guess what? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The very words that created all things that were not seen, that are now seen, the word is not going to pass away. The creative word of Yah. Things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Most High Yah's got a beautiful thing going on here, saints of the Most High Yah. Wherefore, verse 28, we receiving a kingdom. We receiving a kingdom. Because the kingdom of Yah is not in meat and drink, is not in the temporal. It's not in what you see that is passing away. For the kingdom of Yah is not in meat and in drink. Okay, Most High, what is your kingdom in? It's in righteousness, peace, and joy. Where? In the Holy Spirit. What? In the power of God. In the life of Yah, His Holy Spirit. The power that worketh in us to help each and every one of us, help our brothers and sisters. Thank Yah for raising the dead. Thank Yah for casting out devils. Thank Yah for healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, and so forth. This kingdom is in us. This kingdom that is in us. You know, the kingdom of Yah is not in word, but is in power. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, it cannot be shaken. If this kingdom be in you, it cannot be shaken. When the children of Israel heard the voice that was spoken externally, don't resist it. Now this very voice is in us. Don't resist it. The kingdom is in you, unless you be a reprobate. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Why? For our Yah is a consuming fire. Do you desire to receive the baptism of fire? It's what Yeshua said. Well, John said, one that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. But I thank Yah that His fire, when it consumes us, it don't shake us. But we let the fire of Yah do its perfect work in us. It burns out the dross. It burns out the sin. It burns out the iniquity. It burns out the wickedness. Let it burn. Let His passion burn in you. Let that candle not be hid under a bushel. We are the light of the world. The darkness is always going to speak out what it cannot comprehend. Esau is a white man. Darkness will speak out what it cannot comprehend. That's the Most High Yah. That they will put His spirit in a Japanese man, in a Chinese man, in a Sudanese man. Yeah! A mixed. It's amazing that this word, mixed multitude, it came out of Egypt. They do not hear that word. That Most High God is not a respecter of persons. When it surely says that He looks upon the heart, when He don't look upon the outward appearance. So these people, that are speaking about the outward appearances. You know they have not the spirit of Yah. They do not have the spirit of truth. Yeah, we are a peculiar people, saints. Let us stay peculiar. Let us stay separate. Let us stay set apart and sanctified. Let us be different. Let us be lights into the world. You're going to receive backlash. There's no discharge in this war, saints of the Most High. Listen, whatever you do, whatever you get involved in, always, always stay in the hand of Yah. Stay in His presence. He's given us all the time, always ways of escape. That's why His blood speaketh greater than that of Abel. Tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. And don't think it's some strange thing that's come to try you. No, prepare yourselves to be perfected. Prepare yourselves to be molded. You've been given the privilege to be like the Most High Yah, to be molded in His image. Not like the mighty one in this world said, I want to be like the Most High Yah. Too many people want to be like the Most High Yah under their own power, under their own gifts and whatever they think that they have. I thank my Yah that I have a testimony. Without Him, I can do nothing. My strength relies and is stayed upon Him. It's what's kept me steadfast. It's what's kept my eyes on Him. Yeah, there's been low times, very low times. But I let the low times cause me to cleave to Him more. I use it as something that is very powerful. I use it as a avenue of humility to let the Most High Yah work. To prove Him at His word so that He can perform it. So that we, me and myself, can witness the power and the strength and the love of Yah. And now I can be a true witness, and I can strengthen my brothers and sisters that are remaining. I can't strengthen you that are being shaken. But I pray that the words coming forth from this time forth, from whoever the Most High Yah may speak, that it will be strengthening you. And if there's something shaking in you, deal with it. Deal with it. Shake it out. Don't you get shaken out. Shake it out. Dealing with jealousy, you're dealing with hatred, shake it out. Let the word of Yah, as a sharp two-edged sword, do its perfect work. It'll cut it out of you. Let it do. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. But He said, I also have a healing balm of Gilead. I'm there. I'm also your healer. So He's got all things, all bases covered. So if Yah be for us, who can be against us, saints of the Most High? For the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. It's demonstration. We receive the word, and it's up to us to allow that word to manifest in our body, to let our members show forth this word in deeds. That's the power of Yah. Well, bless you, saints of the Most High Yah. It's been good. Been good. We'll break away here just for a second. Let Sister Wenda here give you a ministry break right here. Praise Yah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Great words of conciliation. King is coming. Yeah, and his appearing is even closer than it was before. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. Bless you all. Thank you again for joining us on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for your support, your prayers. Continue to pray for one another. Pray for John Paul. Because it's been the prayers that's overcoming. It's been the overcoming power, giving him strength, giving us all strength when we pray for one another. We are one. We are family. We are a tribe, saints of the Most High. And we should not forget it. You know, spirit is thicker than blood. We all have family after the flesh. And a lot of them ain't worth a damn. But your family that is in Yah, we're worth an eternity. Because that's where we're going to be together. We're in him. You know, he has invested life in us. And we should take on that life. We should learn of that life. You know, this is our portion. This is what we were birthed for. So don't sell your birthright for one morsel of meat, the crap of this world, to satisfy some lust, some desire, some ambition. See, many people have sold it. And they sought the place back with much crying, much rebellion, and there was no place found for them. That's nothing that we can do about that. That's in the Most High God's doing. That is his judgment. Let us stay in the safety of his arms, the safety of his love, the safety of humility, safety of meekness. We are a powerful people if we allow the Most High to work through us. Let us be one as he is one. And if we walk in this manner, we will understand more about the one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Paul, Brother Ugly, for posting scriptures again. Brother Steve, for diligently working on the website. All you saints, again, for praying, for staying in the war, for staying in the faith, for trudging through this dead season. We'll make it out. We'll make it out. We'll have such a joyous time when Passover comes. Hallelujah. 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 We will be true witnesses. Death will pass over us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bless you all, saints. Again, hallelujah. Until next time, bless you all. Bless you all. Bless you all.